blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is John 11, 1 to 16. John chapter 11, verse 1 to 16. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through him." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews, they tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." My theme for reflection is, delays are not denials, trusting God's timing. Delays are not denials, trusting God's timing. John 11, 1 to 16 introduces us to an important spiritual lesson, that God's delays are not his denials. At first glance, it seems strange that Jesus, upon hearing that his dear friend Lazarus was gravely ill, chose to stay where he was for 2 more days. This delay, which led to Lazarus' death, can easily be mistaken for neglect or indifference. Yet as we dig deeper into the text, we discover that this delay was purposeful, orchestrated for something far greater: to reveal God's sovereignty, deepen our trust in him, and demonstrate his ultimate control over life and death. The first takeaway from this passage is that God's delays remind us of his sovereignty. When Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus, they expected an immediate response. They had faith that Jesus could heal Lazarus, but they wanted him to do it on their terms and in their timing. Yet Jesus calmly responded, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God." Jesus was not simply reacting to the situation. He was guiding it according to God's will. Lazarus' death, as heartbreaking as it was, would not be the end of the story. This delay was an opportunity for Jesus to display his power and authority over death, demonstrating that he alone controls life's outcome. As theologian A.W. Tozer reminds us, God never hurries. There are no deadlines against which he must work. Only to know this is to quiet our spirits and relax our nerves. Secondly, God's delays do not mean we are unloved. It is tempting to think that when our prayers go unanswered, God has forsaken or forgotten us. But verse 5 reassures us, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. His delay was not due to a lack of love, but rather a deeper, more profound expression of it. Jesus waited because he had something greater in mind. Instead of a simple healing, he would raise Lazarus from the dead, a miracle that would lead many to faith. In our own lives, when we face delays, we must remember that God's love is steadfast. His timing, though often different from our own, is rooted in his perfect love and wisdom. Finally, God's delays deepen our trust in him. After waiting 2 days, Jesus told his disciples it was time to go to Judea, despite the dangers. In verse 15, he reveals the purpose of this delay. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. Jesus used this opportunity not only to perform a miracle, but also to strengthen the faith of his believers. In moments of waiting, when we are tempted to doubt or despair, we are being invited to trust God more deeply. His plans, though hidden from our immediate understanding, are always working toward our good and his glory. As Isaiah 55:8-9 reminds us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. My dear friends, in our fast-paced world, we are conditioned to expect immediate results, whether in our careers, relationships, or even in our spiritual lives. When God does not answer our prayers right away, we might assume he is saying no, or worse, that he has forgotten us. Yet, as this passage reminds us, God's delays are purposeful. They invite us to trust in his perfect timing, to believe that his plans are far better than our own, and to rest in the assurance of his love. Often what seems like a denial is a divine delay, meant to prepare us for something far greater than we could have imagined. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, how do you typically respond when God delays answering your prayers? Do you trust that he is working for your good, even when his timing is not your own? Number 2, what situations in your life are currently testing your patience and trust in God's plan? How might this passage encourage you to rely more deeply on his sovereignty? Gracious and sovereign God, we thank you for the reminder that your delays are not denials. Help us to trust in your timing, knowing that you work all things for our good and your glory. When we face seasons of waiting, strengthen our faith and teach us to rest in your love. May we always look for your